Boker Tov, everyone. Good morning. It's Friday morning, Erev Shabbos. And I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving, if you celebrated. And we continue in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Perek Kuf Lamed Tes Halacha Vav in the laws of Chanukah. So the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, when it introduces the basic mitzvah of lighting Neros Chanukah, it says that the most basic level, the simple requirement of Chanukah candles is Ner Ish Ubeso, one candle, one flame per household. And then it says there is a level above that, a level of Mahadran, where you light not just one per household, but one per person in the household. Everybody lights his or her own Chanukah candle. And then it says there's a higher level, Mahadran Mina Mahadran, the highest level of lighting Chanukah candles, which is what the Kitzur writes in this halacha, has become standard practice. Again, this is Perek Kuf Lamed Tes Halacha Vav. Says the Kitzur, Minhag Pashat B'Medina Senu, the simple accepted custom in our areas, Kimahadrin Mina Mahadrin, is to light according to the highest level of the Gemara's three levels of the mitzvah, namely, Shemadlikin Kol Echad V'Echad Mibnei Abayas, B'Layil HaRishon Ner Echad, that everybody in the household lights his or her own candle. As mentioned, that's level two. But not only that, on the first night, everybody lights one candle, Ubasheni Shnei Neros, and on the second night, everybody lights two candles, V'Chein Mosifin, and continue adding one new candle per person, per night, Achabaleil Shmini Madlik Shmon, until the eighth night, when everybody in the house is lighting eight candles. Of course, in the Gemara, there's a debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to whether the candles should be lit in ascending order or descending order. Beis Shammai actually says that we start with eight candles on the first night and go down all the way till one on the last night, but we clearly follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, which is that we light one on the first night, two on the second night, ascending all the way until everybody's lighting eight candles on the last night. The Mishnah Berurah and other poskim note that one exception might be that many married women have the custom not to light their own candles because they're yotzei ishto kegufo. A husband and wife are like one, and therefore they are fulfilling the mitzvah together by lighting one candles on behalf of both of them. If a married woman would like to or chooses to light her own candles, there's nothing wrong with that, but very often the custom is that the husband lights on behalf of both of them, but certainly the children in the household or other people in the household, the custom is that everybody lights their own. It's important to be careful that each person should have his or her own place for lighting candles. I mean, they can be all around in the same area, but they should be distinguished if they're each in their own menorah that keeps them contained, separate from one another. It should be very clear and obvious how many candles are being lit. In other words, what night of Chanukah is this? If you just see a mishmash of 40 candles, so you don't know, it could be the eighth night and there's five people, it could be the fifth night and there's eight people, it could be the fourth night and there's 10 people. It can't be the tenth night and there's four people, for obvious reasons, but you get the point. Anyway, so therefore, it's important not just to have lots and lots of candles, but to have it clear that there are eight menorahs here, and it's the fourth night, or whatever the whatever exactly the numbers are, so that a passerby, or so that somebody who sees the candles, can be able to distinguish and see how many candles per menorah, and therefore what night of Chanukah indeed it is. You shouldn't light Chanukah candles in the same place that you light candles all year. So that it should be clear that these are Chanukah candles. See, nowadays we have lights, so we don't have candles around our house as often as they used to. Back in the day, when it was dark at night, if you wanted some light in the house, you would light candles. So you should light your Chanukah candles not in the same place that you light candles regularly throughout the year, because then it just looks like, okay, you lit candles for some light in the house, but we want it to be clear to ourselves, to everyone, that this is something different. This is for a mitzvah. The Kitzur continues in Halacha Zayin, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah Lahadlik BePesach HaSamach LeYishas HaRabim. Chanukah candles should be lit by the doorway that faces the public area, Mishum Pirsum Enisa, because one of the main purposes of lighting Chanukah candles is to publicize the miracle, and therefore we want it to be outward facing so that passersby and anybody out in the streets we'll see our Chanukah candles, and the best way to do that is to put it by the doorway facing out. And this is how it was done back in the day, in the good old days and the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara. People would light in the doorway to their home or to their courtyard. Nowadays, and this goes back already almost 1,000 years, Tosfos writes about this many centuries ago, that we live more integrated with society and not as separated, perhaps, as we once were. There were times in Jewish history when it would be dangerous it would be a bad idea to do a mitzvah so publicly and so blatantly. Nowadays, thank God, Baruch Hashem, at least in most parts of the world, I think we live a little bit more comfortably and safely, that we don't have to hide our mitzvahs. But nonetheless, the custom has become, now that we are living amongst many different types of people, Madlikin Bibayas Shehu Darbo, that we mostly light inside the house where we live rather than outside the doorway. But if you have a window that's facing towards the outside, and again, it's safe to do so, which thank God, hopefully it is, then you should light in that window so that people passing by can still see the mitzvah of Imlav, Madlikin Eitz al Pesach. If you don't have a window facing outside, then you just light it by the doorway, but inside the house. Again, even if it's being lit inside, we want it to be in a central place where people, at least in the house, will see the candles and think about the Hanukkah miracle and story. If you do light it by the doorway, then it should be within one tefach, just a few inches of the left side of the doorway. Because when you enter through a doorway, the mezuzah is on the right side, so we want the Hanukkah candles, to be on the left side, so that v'nimtza shehu misubav b'mitzvos, so that a person walking through your doorway into your house or into a room will be surrounded by mitzvos on all sides. What a beautiful idea. V'yosur tov lahanichim b'chalal ha-pesach. It's best to actually put it in the open space of the doorway, not off the side behind something, but actually in the space, as long as there's enough room to still get in and out of the house safely next to the candles, but really in the doorway. So again, it should be seen as clearly and obviously as possible by all those who go in and out of your house. Again, nowadays the common custom is to light it inside the house by window so that people walking by or driving by your house will see the Hanukkah candles, and hopefully it'll inspire them to give thanks to Hashem, to ask questions, to talk about the story, to recognize, to be grateful for the miracles that Hashem has done for us. Bayamim ahem, bazman hazeh, in those days and in these days as well. Wishing you all a wonderful Shabbos.